Welcome to the June 24th, 2019 edition of the Crypto.IQ Daily Radio Show, where we do a deep dive market analysis every day and talk about the most interesting stories in the Bitcoin and crypto space. This is your host, Space Marine, live from space. On Friday evening, Bitcoin broke through that $10,000 barrier, and it did it in pretty epic fashion. For 5 hours during Friday evening, Bitcoin rose from about $9,800 up to $10,800, up $1,000 in only 5 hours. And then it continued overnight and into the morning. On Saturday, Bitcoin went as high as about $11,100, almost $11,200. And that was the 2019 high for a moment. And over the weekend yesterday, so Sunday afternoon around 5 p.m. Eastern time, Bitcoin hit its new 2019 high. It went over $11,200 and almost hit $11,300 actually. So about $11,300 is the new 2019 high. Just to put this in perspective, Bitcoin was as low as $3,100 in December. So in only 6 months, Bitcoin rose $8,200, up 265%. No other asset class in the world, no stocks, no bonds, nothing is matching Bitcoin's pace. Bitcoin is the most profitable asset of 2019 by far. And what's equally impressive this morning is how the support is building up. So Bitcoin is at $10,900 this morning. Both times it hit $11,200 on like early Saturday, like in the middle of the night, early on Saturday and Sunday afternoon when Bitcoin hit around $11,200, $11,300, it declined sharply, but the support level has been rising. So the first time Bitcoin declined on Saturday, it went down as low as about $10,400, and that was solid support. And then yesterday, Bitcoin went down as low as maybe $10,600. So we see the support level is rising, and the Bitstamp order book depth chart looks very healthy right now. Plenty of buy support, even a little more than the selling pressure, and Bitcoin's over $10,900 right now. Compare this to on Friday and Thursday before Bitcoin broke 10,000, there was barely any buy pressure on the order book depth chart. It was just like this little finger of buy pressure pushing up into a big wall of sell pressure, but it kept going up somehow. But now the buy pressure is really caught up and there's a plenty of buy pressure even at this level. It seems like Bitcoin's itching to get through $11,000 and maybe to test that resistance at $11,300. Interestingly enough, the resistance level that we're currently seeing around $11,300 is similar to the resistance seen during a mini rally in March 2018. So in March 2018, that was when the bear market was kind of beginning, but Bitcoin bounced back a bit. It went from about $8,000 up to about $11,500. So the resistance level we're encountering today is similar to the resistance level from March 2018. And we've seen that numerous times as we've gone up in Bitcoin's price. So the resistance levels from past rallies seems to be resistance levels in the present. So we first had to deal with, before we got to where we are now approaching 11,000, we had to deal with $10,000 resistance, which happens to be the resistance level from May 2018. And now we have to deal with this $11,300 resistance, which is quite similar to the resistance from March 2018. So what happens if we break 11,300? And the trend is definitely Bitcoin's friend. Like, you just got to look at that one-month chart for Bitcoin. It's going kind of like straight up pretty much for at least the past 2 or 3 weeks. So if the trend is to be believed and also this buy pressure building up, it seems like Bitcoin's going to have a good chance at retesting and maybe even breaking 11,300. So zooming out, where would it go after it breaks that? Well, the next resistance level to watch is from January 2018 when Bitcoin was around $16,000. There was a mini rally back then. It was actually, it almost hit $17,000, so let's just recap. So Bitcoin hit $20,000 during its all-time high in December 2017. And then later on in the same month, it went down as low as $13,000. And then it bounced back to $17,000. So maybe $13,000 and $17,000 are resistance levels to watch if Bitcoin breaks through $11,300. What I'm trying to say here is, though, look at the past chart from like the past year or two. And you could actually find resistance levels we have to deal with just by looking at where past rallies peaked out. Those happen to be resistance levels now, it seems like. And once again, support appears to have risen to like $10,700 about right now. So the support level's been rising consistently over the past few days. And now it's probably at $10,700 or so. Maybe $10,600 at the lowest. So the support is rising and Bitcoin's edging closer once again to that resistance at $11,300. So zooming out, it seems like the bear market is over. So I said on a previous show that if Bitcoin was going to break $10,000 this month, I'm ready to declare the bear market is over. it seems like it's over, but these sort of things are kind of like in hindsight, like in retrospect, if you look backwards, you realize, hey, yeah, the bear market ended over there. So the same thing is true with the bear market bottom. Back during December and even November and before that, and even January, people were like trying to figure out where the bear market bottom was going to be. But it took several months after that in order to declare that, hey, the bear market bottom happened in the middle of December at $3,100. So the bear market bottom is something that's called in hindsight, like after a couple months of consistent gains, then you could probably say, hey, the bottom was actually a couple months ago. The same thing is true with the end of the bear market itself. So looking at the chart for the past 6 months, it seems like kind of technically the bear market ended maybe in March. So the rally, the steady gain started in February. So in February, around February 7th or so, Bitcoin was still down near $3,400, and then it started to steadily gain. So maybe that could be said to be the exact date where the bear market ended. But it was just steady gains until later March, when Bitcoin jumped from $4,000 to $5,000. And at that point, looking at the rest of the chart of what's happened since then, it seems like the bear market definitely ended in March or April, but it's hard to declare these things at the time they happen. It takes months, actually, of data before you can say, hey, that was the end of the bear market and the bull market started there. So I'm declaring the bear market is over. It seems like we're in a bull market, a strong bull market. Like I said, Bitcoin's up almost like 300% since its bear market low. Pretty crazy stuff. And with the end of the bear market comes FOMO, fear of missing out. And that's the rally that we saw on Friday when Bitcoin finally got through $10,000. A lot of people realized, like, hey, Bitcoin might actually go back to 20,000, or it probably will go to 20,000. Like, a lot of people were calling Bitcoin dead back in December when it was around $3,000. But now it's, like, proven itself that it is quite valuable, and maybe it will go up to $20,000 now. So people that are fearing of missing out on this price action, they're investing right now, and that's why Bitcoin went up $1,000 when it went through $10,000. And the FOMO should only intensify. In fact, if you look at the longer-term chart, and it's hard to describe this in words, but just based on my experience, this rally that we're in now, this bull run, and it's been an outright bull run for the past several months, it looks stronger than the one in 2017. So if you look at that 2017 rally where it rose from like less than $1,000 up to $20,000, looking at the current rally in comparison to that, it looks like it's going to peak even higher than 20,000. It's hard to describe this in words, but go ahead for yourself and look at that long-term chart. Look at the shape of these bull runs, these rallies. This one looks like it has a lot further to go up than the one in late 2017. And a lot of the speculation is saying that Bitcoin could go to $100,000. I don't want to get ahead of ourselves here, but that seems quite possible. It could go way past $20,000 on this rally, especially since Bitcoin's more ready for it now. There's way more cryptocurrency exchanges. There's way more institutional adoption. Like, Bitcoin's become a sort of mainstream asset, even though it's undervalued and underinvested at this time. Well, now the total Bitcoin market cap, well, the Bitcoin market cap is almost $200 billion. Compare that to stocks. They have tens of trillions of dollars invested in stocks, and Bitcoin's only like $0.2 trillion. So that's like nothing compared to stocks. But at the same time, there's all these mechanisms now to buy Bitcoin if you're an institutional investor. So if Bitcoin looks like it's profiting more than anything and it's going to keep going up, the institutional investors like the banks and the hedge funds and the trust funds and all that stuff, they all have the opportunity to buy Bitcoin en masse right now. And Bitcoin has a lot of room to grow. Just look at that figure, $0.2 trillion Bitcoin market cap versus tens of trillions of dollars in the stock market. It would only take a little bit of the money in the stock market going into Bitcoin to cause like the biggest Bitcoin rally ever. And I believe that is underway at this point. And there's a few major factors that is causing Bitcoin to finally realize this rally right now. Number one is the block halving that's coming in May 2020. So we're already almost in July 2019. So we're talking about 10 months to go until the block halving, 10 or 11 months. And when the block halving happens, the block reward for Bitcoin gets cut in half. So right now it's at 12.5 Bitcoins per block. And then it's going to be 6.25 Bitcoins per block. So basically, Bitcoin miners who earn block rewards from mining Bitcoin, they dump their Bitcoins constantly on the market to pay for electricity and maintenance and to buy new rigs. So whatever is mined from Bitcoin is generally dumped as soon as it is mined. Well, if they cut that supply in half, so it's a market supply, and if they cut that market supply in half from the mining and equal demand is there, that causes Bitcoin's price to go up. And in the past, every time there's been a block halving, there's been a major rally associated with it. And that rally could be starting now. The speculation regarding the block halving, it's soon enough now, only 10 or 11 months from now, that people can start speculating on that. Even more important is the situation in the stock market. So the stock market's actually at all-time highs right now, but it's still stuck below that 27,000-point resistance level on the Dow Jones Industrial Average. There's all sorts of economic data indicating that the stocks could really take a downturn sometime soon. Well, first off, the bond yield curve inverted, like, several times. And the bond yield curve inversion means that the rate for the 10-year bond goes below the rate for the 3-month treasury bond. So that makes no sense when you think about it, because, hey, if it's a 3-month bond, which is much shorter period of time, you should get, like, way less money than if you're holding it for 10 years. Well, this is because people rush into the 10-year federal treasury bonds as a safe haven. Like, if they think the stock market's going to go down, they rush into the 10-year bonds in order to protect their money and make that small percentage of, like, 2% or so, instead of losing money on the stock market. So the bond yield curve inverting means people are rushing into long-term bonds because they think the stock market's going to crash. And besides that, we have all sorts of economic data, like trade data looks really bad, manufacturing's way down, and there's tremendous debt across the entire world. Things just look poised for a big economic crash. And people are basically taking their money at the peak of the stock market right now and putting it into Bitcoin, which is like absolutely the smartest decision someone could do. So let's say someone was in the stock market for the past few years and they gained along with the stock market. And by the way, the stock market stopped going up a year and a half ago. So in January 2018, the stock market hit about where it is now, and it's been going sideways and volatile since then. So at this moment is such a good opportunity for people that invested in stocks years ago. They made money on it. Now it's at the top price it's probably going to be, and then they can move it into Bitcoin and make even more. Because Bitcoin, like, let's say the stocks crash, and they probably are going to, then Bitcoin's going to be one of the only profitable investment options. Lots of institutional traders are going to put their money into Bitcoin, and that's going to cause Bitcoin to rise up a lot. And then it's going to be like a feedback loop of FOMO. So Bitcoin will be rising a lot because people are putting their money into it from the stock market, and then it's going to rise even more because more people rush in. It's a feedback loop. So I think we're already seeing the beginning of that. And so right now, stocks aren't like 100% correlated with Bitcoin. Like, stocks are at their all-time high while Bitcoin's at its 2019 high right now. But watch it closely. If the stocks start to crash, we could really see Bitcoin rally like we've never seen it before. And that could happen sometime soon. It could happen any day now, really. And if we see that real stock crash come in the next week or two, Bitcoin will react very positively to that. Number three is the war with Iran. So that's the third major factor going on here. So there's no war with Iran yet, even though a couple of oil tankers were blown up. Iran shot a United States reconnaissance drone out of the sky. The United States almost attacked Iran and pulled back at the last minute. And then the United States and Iran are hacking each other as much as they could with cyber attacks. The war is not officially started yet, but it's at the boiling point. It's at the brink of war. And if there's a war with Iran, people think it might be World War III because Russia and China support Iran. And then the United States has like the rest of the world in their pocket supporting the United States. So we could be talking World War III could happen like at any moment. Like literally, if there's one more bomb going off anywhere, like if something from the United States gets blown up in Iran, or if something in Iran blows up, that could be war right there. And in a war, trade is severely disrupted. Things get blown up. Companies lose lots of money. Stocks go down. Also, to fund a war, the governments print lots of money in order to pay their soldiers and buy the equipment. That causes fiat inflation. So during a war, Bitcoin would be like the most profitable investment choice. Plus, if there's inflation going on, and there likely would be during like World War III, Bitcoin would automatically go up because as inflation happens, Bitcoin's value in dollars goes up because the dollar loses value, pretty much. So we have these three major factors converging, pretty much. Possible war with Iran, incoming stock market recession, and the block halving coming in May 2020. It's a perfect storm for Bitcoin. So let's watch this closely, and it's quite an exciting time to be holding Bitcoin, especially if you bought it back towards those bear market lows. And even though Warren Buffett doesn't really like Bitcoin, in fact, he's called Bitcoin rat poison squared. That might change. He's going to have lunch with all these crypto people sometime within about a month. But anyways, he once said, and this is probably the most intelligent quote ever for investing, "It is wise to be fearful when others are greedy, and greedy when others are fearful." So people that bought Bitcoin when everyone else was scared of buying Bitcoin are doing really good right now. And then it's good to be fearful when everyone else is being greedy. So if everyone else in the world is like buying up stocks like they are right now, like there's all this hype in the news about how stocks are greater than ever, and this is the time to buy, and people are being fooled by this. So people are being greedy. They think they're going to get more profits from their stocks. It's good to be fearful at the point where you're at the top of the rally and everyone else is buying. But when no one else is buying, like in the bottom of a bear market like Bitcoin was in, and you're the one that buys, you're probably going to win. So that's what Warren Buffett says, and it's exactly true for what's happened here. That being said, Warren Buffett himself did not buy Bitcoin. But he does give that really sage piece of advice that I just said. Once again, it is wise to be fearful when others are greedy, and greedy when others are fearful. Now moving on to the rest of the market analysis. So there's actually some red across the board on the crypto market today. Bitcoin is up about 1.9%. Other major cryptos tend to be down today, and that goes along with Bitcoin's dominance percentage has been consistently rising. Right now, the Bitcoin dominance percentage is at 59.2%, and that's the Bitcoin market cap divided by the total crypto market cap. So when the Bitcoin dominance percentage goes up, that means that Bitcoin is gaining relative to all the other major cryptos and cryptocurrencies combined. So we've seen this trend for a while now. Actually, in April 2018, the Bitcoin dominance percentage was only 36.4%, and ever since then, it's been rising pretty much, and now it's up at 59.2%. In more recent times, since the beginning of June, the Bitcoin dominance percentage has risen from 55.6% to 59.2%, so that's 3.6% since, like, in the past few weeks. So that means people want Bitcoin more than they want the other cryptocurrencies. Yes, there are other really good cryptocurrencies, but in general, Bitcoin is like the real king of the cryptocurrency world. If someone wants to invest in cryptocurrency, especially newcomers and institutions, they want Bitcoin because it's the most reputable, the most valuable, and it's gaining more than the rest of the crypto market in general, due to those reasons, actually. So we're seeing this trend continuously over the past month, and even since, like, the middle of 2018, where Bitcoin is gaining relative to the other cryptocurrencies. So think about that when you're investing. There's two strategies when you're investing crypto. One is you could just hold Bitcoin or short Bitcoin or whatever. But yeah, just holding Bitcoin and focusing on Bitcoin. The other is you can have a bag of all the major cryptos and all the cryptos that you think are good. Well, it seems like the strategy of just holding Bitcoin is a lot more lucrative in recent times than trying to hold a bag of all the other cryptocurrencies. So just think about that when you're setting up your portfolio. That maybe you could just save time and actually make more money just by having Bitcoin instead of diversifying. That being said, some people think an alt season will come, that eventually Bitcoin's going to kind of zenith out and then everyone's going to rush into altcoins, because that's kind of what happened in the 2017 rally. So Bitcoin started to like crash before the altcoins started to crash. So as Bitcoin was crashing, the altcoins were rallying, and some people think that might happen again. Maybe it could happen, maybe it will happen. But right now it looks like Bitcoin has a lot more rally to go. Based on the long-term chart, when you look at it, it looks like it's going to go even higher than the last all-time high. And while Bitcoin's dominating this rally, and it's basically the Bitcoin rally, altcoins will probably keep going down relative to Bitcoin. But anyways, this market analysis. So things are in the red this morning across the crypto market. Some cryptocurrencies are in the green as well. It's a mixed morning. But that being said, the prices of the cryptocurrencies are a lot higher than they were on Friday when I did my last show. So I'm going to state the prices as well as the percentage change. So Ethereum is down 0.3%, but it's actually at $310. Compare that to the bear market low of like $80 or $90. Ripple is down 2%. And in general, Ripple's not been doing good relative to Bitcoin. It's around 46 cents. Litecoin's down 3.3%, but it's at $136. Bitcoin Cash is down 2.1%, but it's at $471. So Bitcoin Cash has been doing quite well. EOS is up 2.1%. Binance Coin is up 1.5%. And by the way, EOS is over $7, and Binance Coin is near its all-time high of like $38 right now. Bitcoin SV is down 1.2%, but it's at $235. Tron is up 4.5%, so Tron's doing good this morning, even better than Bitcoin, at least this morning. Cardano is up like 0.1%, it's near 10 cents. Stellar is down 1%, near 13 cents. Monero is up 0.3%, near $116. Bitfinex's LEO token is near $1.90, up 0.3%. Dash is up 0.8%, near $176. Dash is way up. Cosmos is down 4.5%, below $7. IOTA is down 2.2%, near 45 cents. NEO is up 4.5%, near $18. NEO rallied a lot over the past few days. Ethereum Classic is up 0.5%. Zcash is down 2.4%, but it's near $110, and Dogecoin is up 2%. And the Dogecoin market cap is up to $400 million. So in general, we're seeing other major cryptocurrencies besides Bitcoin not doing as well as Bitcoin, but the prices of those cryptocurrencies are still way up compared to the bear market low, and up a lot over the weekend too. 5 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday, the total crypto market cap hit a new 2019 high of $337 billion. That's 237% above the bear market low of $100 billion in December. But once again, compare that to Bitcoin. which is up 265% since the bear market low. So Bitcoin is up 28% more than the total crypto market cap. So that means holding Bitcoin since the bear market low is actually more profitable than diversifying into any cryptos at all. So the strategy of just holding Bitcoin has been more lucrative than trying to diversify into all the different cryptos. That's important to know about if you're trying to trade the market. And the other thing to realize from this is that Bitcoin's leading this rally. The altcoins are not leading this rally. In fact, the altcoins are getting fuel from Bitcoin going up. It's helping the altcoins, but Bitcoin's really leading this rally. And just to like really zoom out and say why this is happening, it's because Bitcoin is the first and most widely adopted cryptocurrency. It's very easy to download a Bitcoin wallet. It's very easy to start using Bitcoin. There's like thousands, like 5,000 Bitcoin ATM locations around the world. So it's easy to convert Bitcoin to cash at any time you want. And there's plenty of exchanges around the world where you could sell Bitcoin for cash into your bank. But especially it's because Bitcoin is just the most widely adopted cryptocurrency. And it's the easiest one for users to get a wallet for and to start spending at. There's lots of businesses that accept Bitcoin. And some businesses accept other cryptocurrencies, but it's rare. So Bitcoin is the most widely accepted cryptocurrency. It has the most value. And it's gaining the most value relative to all the other cryptos. And zooming out even more, the reason people want Bitcoin is because fiat dollars are the most popular currency in the world, and fiat money is controlled by the central bank. Fiat payment mechanisms like PayPal or Western Union or your bank, they're centralized and controlled, so your account could be frozen, your transactions could be reversed. Bitcoin is decentralized. Your Bitcoins can never be frozen. They can never be reversed. It's impossible to reverse a Bitcoin transaction. So it's like the safest way of using money, especially because you will never get it seized. And if you're a merchant accepting Bitcoin, you'll never have your Bitcoin payments reversed. Unlike if you're using PayPal and you're a merchant and you sold something on PayPal and then the person says their credit card was stolen, they take the money right out of your bank and charge you another $35 for a chargeback fee. So Bitcoin is the safest currency for merchants. It's also the safest currency for everyday people that don't want their money to be stolen or frozen by the banks. And that's the intrinsic value of Bitcoin, that it's decentralized and like it can't be controlled by any central organization or taken away. And also the decentralization comes with the factor that Bitcoin can't be printed at will. So fiat dollars, little do you know that every month that goes by, your US dollars are losing value. There's a constant inflation rate. So as you're holding dollars in your wallet, in your pocket, or under the bed, or in your bank account, they're losing value every month. And Bitcoin does not lose value. It's actually gaining value because as fiats lose value, Bitcoin goes up in its dollar value. So Bitcoin's an obvious choice if you're trying to save for the future versus just keeping your money in cash and fiat dollars. You'll lose money so much that whatever you're saving for will become practically impossible to save for. While Bitcoin, you can save a little bit in Bitcoin and apparently it goes up a ton in price. So this gives Bitcoin intrinsic value, and people don't really need all the other cryptocurrencies for that intrinsic value. Just to recap, it's decentralized. It can't be controlled by the government. It can be reversed or frozen. And it gains value as fiat dollars lose value. So that's the real intrinsic value of cryptocurrency in general. And Bitcoin takes care of all of that superbly. And it's perfectly made by Satoshi Nakamoto. So that's why Bitcoin's going up more than anything, because it already has like most of the intrinsic value that a cryptocurrency has. There is Monero, though, and maybe Dash. Like, they're more anonymous than Bitcoin. So for, like, pretty much black market sort of stuff, if people, like, don't want anyone to know what they're using their money for and they want it to be totally stealth and anonymous, Monero and Dash fill that niche. And I think Monero and Dash will be big long-term, and even Zcash, which is, like, a Monero competitor. But they're going to be smaller than Bitcoin. Bitcoin's kind of like the above-board open financial system for the world, where all the legal activities take place, and then maybe like the privacy coins like Monero and Zcash and Dash are like the black market. So both of them will exist, but Bitcoin's obviously going to be a lot bigger long term. But that being said, Monero is pretty much keeping up pace with Bitcoin, it seems like, during this rally. So if you're going to invest in altcoins, maybe just choose Monero and Dash and maybe Zcash, because those look like they have the best prospects relative to any other major crypto. Of course, Ethereum is good for dApps, but dApps have not really been getting adopted that much. But as far as any cryptocurrency actually taking over the global financial system and becoming the primary global currency, Bitcoin's the only one that has that potential, and it's gaining the most value. So that's all I have for the market analysis for today. Moving on to the first story of the day. The Bitcoin mining hash rate is now at an all-time high again. of about 67 exahash per second. So during the worst of the bear market, the Bitcoin mining hash rate went down to 32 exahash per second. The previous all-time high was around maybe 62 exahash per second during like the middle of 2018. And then Bitcoin lost so much value that the miners had to turn off their rigs. They turned off about like half of the rigs in all the world because it cost more electricity than the Bitcoin they were making. But now as we've seen this Bitcoin bull run unfold, all those mining rigs that were turned off and more are being turned back on now. And this has reinvigorated the Bitcoin mining industry. So Bitcoin miners are doing much better now. And also Bitcoin mining rig manufacturers like Bitmain, and Bitmain kind of has like a monopoly over this, but not really a monopoly, but they're the biggest ones. So yeah, Bitmain like lost a lot of money during the bear market because they couldn't sell anything at all, and they actually probably made rigs that they never sold, and yeah, so they were stuck with lots of inventory, not making any sales, but now they were able to sell everything in their inventory probably, and they can go on and make new rigs and make mining rigs more advanced. So this has a two-pronged effect, the rise in the Bitcoin mining hash rate. First off, it means these Bitcoin mining rig manufacturers like Bitmain, they're going to be successful for now and maybe long term as Bitcoin rises even more. Number two, Bitcoin mining technology kind of stalled out. So in the middle of 2018, as all the rigs started to get turned off, all the research and advancements, and it was happening at a rapid pace. Like they were constantly making the hash rate of the rigs go up and the technology was getting better. They were on the cutting edge of the entire computer world, actually. Like they had the smallest transistors possible. So it was like the most powerful possible computer chips in the world were being used for Bitcoin mining, and they were on the leading edge of the research. But then they lost all their money to do research, and the advancements kind of stopped. So I expect in the next month or two or three, we're going to start seeing like breakthroughs again with Bitcoin mining technology, and we're going to see the strongest rigs ever come out in the next few months, I think, because they got the research money back, and they also got their sales back. So now there's a demand for better and better Bitcoin mining technology. And so we're probably going to see some big stories come in over the next few months of like the most advanced technology ever for Bitcoin mining. Moving on to the final story of the day. So Riviera Beach, which is a city in Palm Beach County, Florida, north of Miami and Fort Lauderdale. So they got hacked really bad. Like a hacker seized up their entire systems. Like 911 calls weren't working. And they lost like their email system. And so this is actually dangerous. Like they couldn't even make the 911 system work right. And they actually ended up having to pay 65 Bitcoins, which at that time was worth $600,000 only a few days ago. Now it's worth even more. So they paid like $600,000 of Bitcoin to a hacker to unseize their systems. So this is one of the biggest cases of ransomware I've ever seen. Ransomware is basically like someone hacks your computer, God forbid, and then you see a message on the front of your computer saying, hey, pay me a Bitcoin and I'll unfreeze your computer and get your files back. So after the hacking happened, this city, Riviera Beach, actually voted to pay $1 million for a completely new computer infrastructure. But they actually needed the data. So all the data in there was like critical data, apparently, and they couldn't even recover it. And I'm sure they had some top experts working on this. I assume they actually went to the experts and like tried to work it out, but they couldn't. So they ended up having to pay the hacker to get their data back that they needed. They had to pay $600,000 to a hacker. And this is the craziest ransomware case I've ever seen, where a hacker actually hacks an entire city and gets $600,000 out of them. It's almost like an Austin Powers movie of like Dr. Evil or something. This could be like a movie. It's crazy. So yeah, be careful when you're surfing on the internet. Do not go on shady sites. Do not be like torrenting things and downloading things. Apparently this happened because someone clicked on an email they shouldn't have clicked on, one of the city employees. So please don't click on emails that aren't from like your friends or family, or maybe just stop using email. Who needs email anyways? Use Telegram or Slack or something. Like don't use email anymore, because if a virus that can like take over an entire city could be sent in an email, maybe you shouldn't even use email. But if you're going to use email, just like click on messages from your boss or like your friends or your family. Don't click on every random spam advertisement that comes in, because a worker in this Florida city, Riviera Beach, they clicked on an email, and then the city lost like their whole computer system. And so far, that now they're paying like $1.6 million total after someone clicked on an email and destroyed the city by accident. So that's all I have for you today on this June 24th, 2019 edition of the Crypto.IQ Daily Radio Show. Come back tomorrow for another exciting episode, and go to Crypto.IQ 24/7 for the most interesting stories in the Bitcoin and crypto space. Also join the Crypto.IQ trading desk. They have made over 400% profits since July. I think it's even more now with this Bitcoin bull run going on. But yeah, even in the worst of the bear market, they were making lots of money. And if you join the Crypto.IQ trading desk, you can see their trades in real time. You could just follow their trades if you want, and you'll make lots of money. But it gets even better. You could read their full trade analysis and really become an expert crypto trader yourself. And then it gets even better. You can ask the Crypto.IQ traders questions in real time, and they'll answer your questions pretty quickly. So joining the Crypto.IQ trading desk is the best way to become an expert and profitable cryptocurrency trader. This is your host, Space Marine, signing out. I remain in space.